For calling customer support, my name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling because I see I have a couple charges on my account from this number, and I don't even know what this is.
May I have your zip code?
46237.
What's the first and last name?
Nicole Dotson.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
5722 Oak Crest Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46237.
Okay, one moment. Okay, because I see you ordered the foot massager. You pay for shipping and handling for $7.95. And we billed you for joining our membership for $54.97.
I want to cancel that. There was nothing on there about a membership.
Okay, well, your account has been canceled.
Okay, and will you refund the $54?
And I can offer you a 35% refund back into your account.
What? Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
I can offer you a 35% refund back into your account. That will be $19.24 back into your account.
No, I need the full 54 because there was nothing on there about a membership.
The highest I can give you is a 50% refund.
No, I got an email saying if I filled out a survey, I would get a $50 gift card. I filled out the gift card and it took me to this other site instead of saying instead of the gift card, I can pick from one of these options, and all I have to do is pay for shipping, which was the $7. It had nothing on there about no membership fees.
Yes, ma'am. The highest I can give you is a 50% refund. You will get back $27.49 back into your account.
I need the full 54, and then go ahead and give me back the 7, and you can cancel everything.
No, ma'am. The highest I can give you is a 50% refund back into your account.
But there was nothing on this email about a membership fee. I still have the email.
Being a member gets you a $125 gift card, so you can purchase similar items like the one you ordered already.
I don't want that. I want my money back, and that's it.
Your account has been canceled, but the highest I can give you is a 50% refund.
Okay, is there a manager I can speak to?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.